This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith. And we'll attempt to answer the question, how can we increase our faith every day? How can we live out our lives in a manner that is both pleasing to God and remains secure in His promises? On this show, we're going to interview people of faith who are willing to share their faith story. We will also talk about some of the great promises of God found in His Word. You can check out some of our previous interviews on the WCHV.com website. Click on the podcast section, scroll down to Everyday Faith. 2 weeks ago, we had an amazing interview with Anthony Gill, or AG, from the UVA men's basketball team. We also had Steve Garland on the show, UVA wrestling coach. Last week, we had a great session with Dave Hart, who is the head football coach at Covenant High School, an amazing talk called Don't Waste Your Sport. Just an amazing, amazing session. It's been a lot of fun so far with Everyday Faith Radio, and we have an email address, and please keep your comments coming. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. We appreciate your comments and your encouragement, and we also welcome any of your prayer requests. Well, as we get into today's show, we like to ask the question, what does the Bible say about faith? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, this is our anchor verse for the show. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. If we put it another way, faith is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. Next question on this show we ask is, why is faith important? Also from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6 says, and without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Well, how do you get faith? According to the Bible in Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So on this show, we're going to talk a lot about the Word of God, and we hope that this program will encourage you and to grow in your faith every day. Today on the show, we have back with us Greg Dickerson. Greg is a local real estate entrepreneur. He's a man of faith. We're going to talk to him in the first part a little bit about some spiritual disciplines, and then the second part of the show is called Jesus Encounters. We're going to go through some encounters that folks had with Jesus in the Bible. We're going to go over that. I think it should be a blast. Thanks for joining us this morning. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The 41st annual Charlottesville City Market happens every Saturday from 7 a.m. until noon at the metered parking lot on Water Street. The Lake Monticello Fire and Rescue Auxiliary is sponsoring Game Day June 8th from 1 until 5 at the Firehouse on Slice Road in Palmyra. Journey Through Hallowed Ground is an extreme journey camp happening June 16th through the 27th at Kale Elementary School in Charlottesville. And the Earliesville Farmers Market happens every Thursday from 4 until 7 through October just beyond Buck Mountain Episcopal Church in the parking lot. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our concerts events calendar at wchv.com.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
It's
sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Virginia Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Is the obsession to gamble causing a problem in your life? Perhaps a loved one or a close friend? Gamblers Anonymous can help. The Gamblers Anonymous Charlottesville chapter meets every Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. at the Thomas Jefferson Unitarian Universalist Church at 717 Rugby Road. To get immediate help, please call 1-434-563-6694. Remember, tomorrow is the first day of the rest of your life.
And then you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one. Pray, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Today with us on the show, we have back with us Greg Dickerson. Greg is a man of faith and a real estate entrepreneur in the Charlottesville area. Greg, thanks for coming back.
Jeff, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
What we're talking about to start with today are, for any of our listeners, if you could share, are there any spiritual disciplines that you use on a daily basis to try to keep you in the flow, keep your faith flowing, to keep your faith increasing? Is there anything that you do that you would share with our listeners from a spiritual discipline standpoint?
Yeah, absolutely. Two things. Number one, I start my day first thing in prayer. As soon as I open my eyes in bed, I'm talking to God. First thing as soon as I wake up. And at night, every night before I go to bed, you know, the last thing I'm doing, you know, as I close my eyes is I'm talking to God. Mm. So I start and end each day and make sure intentionally that those are the first and the last things that I do every day. That's one thing. Prayer is huge, you know, and prayer is a lot of things to a lot of people. But to me, it's relationship and conversation with God, you know, and we're to be in prayer continually, almost like you're breathing in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are two things I do after I'm up and into my morning routine. I sit down and that's when I do my readings and I'll do some devotionals. And then I'll typically get out and get some road work in, get a little exercise in, get the blood flowing,
yes.
And I spend that time in deep, deep communication with God. That's
Let's
when I
talk
pray.
About that for a second, because don't you, I think you and I would both agree on this, that there is a connection between kind of your spiritual workout and your physical workout.
Yes.
That when you do them together and you find your way that you can... You end up finding just a deeper way of worshiping God if you tie those two together.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of clarity, I would say, mm-hmm. in that time that you don't experience in other ways. You know, as you're working physically, you're breaking your body down, you just have this clarity, this focus. It mm-hmm. just seems like there's an open line of communication. It's powerful. It's powerful. And, you know, something about first thing in the morning as well.
Yes.
To do that before you start your day, before you get into worrying about what's going on, what mm-hmm. do you have to do, who do you have to meet, those types of things. It just seems to me to be one of the most powerful times. And it's almost any time, but the morning especially.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to prayer for a second, because some of our listeners may think that, when you're talking about prayer, is it something that I have to memorize a certain prayer? Do I have to pray a certain way? And I think you and I probably agree on this, that sometimes the simplest prayer is the most effective. When I'm trying to pray, it may be just as simple as thank you, God. And then for me, I start to think of 25 mm-hmm. things pretty quickly that I'm thankful for. Mm-hmm. And I kind of start reviewing that. And that starts to get the prayers start to flow out of that gratitude.
Right, right. And, you know, that's something that somebody else mentioned on taking those walks and those exercise moments is the gratitude walk. So
yes.
Take, you know, 20 minutes and just think of everything you're grateful for and
yes.
everything you're appreciative for. And, you know, everything comes from God. It's mm-hmm. all on loan from God, our time, our talents, our gifts, everything. But, you know, that in and of itself, in terms of prayer, you know, being thankful and, you know, just communicating with God, just letting him know, you know, there's a lot of people that think a prayer, you know, can be, you know, ritualistic, or it's some sort of a set thing. And to me, it's just always been just like you and I are talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God wants to be in relationship with us all day, every day, just
yes.
like he's in the room with us, just
mm-hmm.
like he's right next to us. He's in control. Mm-hmm. So what he wants from us is that relationship, and that's how we could communicate. So to me, it's not any set given thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Lord's Prayer in Scripture, Jesus gave us that as an example in terms of, you know, how to approach the Father in prayer, not verbatim,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, and how to do it and what you're asking for, being
right.
thankful, acknowledging God, those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
So
And forgiveness.
Yeah, all of that. So, you know, that's just a daily thing to go through our routine. And then there's other scripture in Romans where it mentions that the Spirit will pray for us when we don't even have the words. It's
mm-hmm.
a groaning like, oh, I give up, you know, and that's the God knows our heart. So that prayer is prayed for us by the Holy Spirit within us. You know, we don't even have to express it. You know, he knows what's in our heart, and it groans outward like that, just that exasperation of, oh, I don't know what to do. And, you know, that's a prayer, you know, right there, because God knows your heart. He knows what's in your heart.
I used to also think there was a time in my life when if there was something in my view was very insignificant. I'll give an example. If, you know, if I was struggling with my day job, I'm in real estate, and so if I was just struggling, you know, connecting with a client or something that seems so small in the big picture of things, that there was a time when I felt maybe I shouldn't really bring that to God because he's got bigger things to worry about. There's cancer to cure, and there's people that are mourning from the death of a loved one, and what I kind of has cycled through in my life is that God wants those big stuff too, for sure. He wants us to bring the big stuff to him. But I found when I'm actually walking in communion with God, with Jesus, is when I'm bringing him every part of my life and inviting him in to the what used to be considered the really kind of the insignificant or the small things. You ever think about life that way?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I think about a lot, too, you know, you have kids.
Yes.
You know, would you ever not want to hear anything at
mm-hmm.
all from your kids, big or small?
Mm.
So, you know, to me, that's the way I look at it. God is my Father. He created me. He put me on this earth. He knows the hairs on my head, even though I don't have very many these days. But he knows them. And I don't think there's anything too big or too small. He wants all of us all day, every day.
Okay, so let me share with you two of my spiritual disciplines that really kind of help keep me on track. I try to really guard what I listen to in the car. And when I'm talking about that, it's the music that we listen to today. If you don't kind of guard that, it's not that I won't listen to the rock channels or the fun music that's on the radio. I'll listen to that some, but when I have a chance, if you can turn your car into a place where it's mostly praise and worship music. I know you and I share that we both really like the band Third Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can get your car to a place where you're really guarding what's coming into your ears and what you're listening to, I find that that changes my day significantly. If I really kind of guard that, and then when my children are in the car, and of course I have teenagers now, you really have to be guarded what they're listening to, because if you ever actually tune in to some of the music that the youth today are listening to, it's a little bit frightening. I'm not saying that they can't listen to that, but really lead by example, and you can kind of just change the station. I like the Spirit FMs and the Victory 96.7. And of course, there's lots of stuff that you can download on your iPhone. Do you ever think about that in terms of what you're listening to?
Oh, absolutely. And watching and reading.
Yes.
So it's all forms of media and medium. And, you know, there's some great, you know, Christian rock, Christian hip hop, Christian,
yes.
you know, contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of worship, you know, gospel. There's a lot of great Christian music out there. And, you know, what I'm thinking when you're saying these things is that we are a product of our environment.
Yes.
So everything that goes within us comes out through us. In other words, mm-hmm. we are what you think, becomes what you speak, becomes what you are. So whatever you're putting into yourself, those influences, that's what's going to come out in your life. So if they're good, positive, you know, healthy influences, then you're going to have a good, positive, healthy life. But if you're putting garbage in, you're going to get garbage out.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Greg Dickerson. We're going to take a break in just a second, and on the second half of the program, we're going to cover some Jesus encounters in the Bible, which I can't wait to get to. But one before we take the break, Greg, I want to share with you, but it was really the game changer for me. Very good friend of mine, Chris Poe, he brought to me the idea of memorizing Scripture, and he brought it to me. It was something he did to challenge me, and it was very effective because I took it, and we ended up using this system. And for any of our listeners that are interested, there is a system by a group called the Navigators. It's called the Topical Memory System, and it's a way to memorize 60 Bible verses. It sounds like an extreme amount, but the program is one Bible verse a week, and so you kind of crank through that. And once you get your mind disciplined to memorizing Bible verses, the mind just kind of opens up to it, and you become more receptive to it. But what I found in memorizing Bible verses, I don't know about you, Greg, but some of the biggest challenges in my life actually come at night, and they usually come to me at about 2 in the morning when I start becoming anxious about all 75 things that I forgot to do in the day, or things that are coming up, or things that make me nervous. And when I just use that time to kind of meditate on God's word, I find that maybe 5 years ago, I used to get up and maybe start working early, which is a disaster waiting to happen. But now I'll use that time to meditate on God's word and really kind of focus on what we call our memory verses, and I work my way through that, and it usually puts me right back to bed, and I sleep like a champ.
Yeah, well, you know, for me, it's first thing in the morning, so that's why I specifically use that time for devotionals and to get in the Word and to memorize those verses. And, you know, how do you transform your life? By the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
So that is how you do it. By memorizing those verses, it becomes part of you. It becomes who you are. The Word is alive within you, and that's how it works. So, you know, for me, it's that first thing in the morning when I get up and I set that time aside, and, you know, it just gets me in communication with God. It gets me in the Word to where no matter what's coming against me that day, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break, be back in just a second. Please don't go away. When we come back, we're talking with Greg Dickerson. We're going to go over some Jesus encounters. We'll be back in just a moment.
How's your lunch?
Good, Dad, but not as good as the sandwiches you used to make.
Really?
Sure. Remember how you'd melt the cheese first and dry the pickles on a paper towel so they didn't make the bread soggy? Oh, and then you cut it into 4 pieces with no crust?
I did all that.
Geez, Dad, how would anyone forget something like that?
You never know which moments will be the ones they'll remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Our vacation in a Virginia state park was a wonderful idea. The lodge is beautiful and it has so much room. And the kids are having such a great time. And Mark and I even have time for just the two of us. This has been a wonderful experience and we've never felt so close as a family. We'd love for you to join us. Love, Virginia.
For more information, call 800-933-PARK. Sponsored by the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation, the Virginia Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. On May 31st, from 10 until 3, the Albemarle County Police Department will be sponsoring a car show at Old Trail Village in Crozet. Relay for Life in Orange will be May 31st at Orange County High School. On May 31st, the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA is holding the Bow Wow Walk K9 2.5K at Lee Park in downtown Charlottesville. The Lake Monticello Fire and Rescue Auxiliary is sponsoring Game Day on June 8th from 1 until 5 at the Firehouse on Slice Road in Palmyra. And the Earliesville Farmers Market happens every Thursday from 4 until 7 through October. The market is just beyond Buck Mountain Episcopal Church in the parking lot. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney.
here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now on the program, we have Greg Dickerson, who is with us. Greg is a real estate entrepreneur who's been through the highs and lows of the real estate business. And what we're talking about now are Jesus encounters in the Bible. And Greg, if you don't mind, I'm going to talk about the first encounter. When I think about Jesus encounter, the one that comes to mind here, and I'm going to read from the Bible in just a second, but it's where Peter walks on the water. And that's been such a game changer for me that I go back and revisit this story in the Bible again and again and again. And the message that I get out of this is that you have to listen to the voice of Jesus, because Jesus says, come, and then you have to take action. And when you take this action, there's the potential for the supernatural, for you to experience the supernatural if you listen to the voice of the Lord and take action. So I'm going to read this for you, just, and then I want your comments on it. This is Matthew chapter 14, and we're starting at verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink and cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" I'm going to stop there. Obviously, several messages in this passage, but before I really kind of became a student of reading the Bible, you could ask me several years ago, did Peter ever walk on water? And I'd have been probably confused about that. But here we see that Peter, it wasn't just Jesus that walked on water, that Peter walked on water.
Yeah, yeah. You've got enough there for, you know, a year's worth of shows yes. and that little passage right there. But, you know, you're talking about fear. And yes. overcoming it, you're talking about the courage to step out of the boat
yes.
And have that faith. You're talking about faith in Jesus and who he is. Then you're talking about belief. And, you know, the thing that I look at is, you know, with me, with prayer and with faith and how do you get through things, you know, we know that faith is assurance of things hoped for, confidence in things hoped for. And, you know, we don't believe because we have faith. We have faith because we believe.
Mm-hmm.
So when Peter walks on the water, there's a moment where he sinks and Jesus has to reach down and pull him up. And he pulls him up and says, "Peter, why do you have such little faith?" Not only did he get out of the storm, step out of the boat and walk, but he still didn't have enough mm-hmm. faith or belief to continue and to have that faith, you know, in Jesus and mm-hmm. who he was, that he wasn't mm-hmm. going to sink and wasn't going to drown. Isn't that amazing?
You know, there's a book that I read by an author, Christian author, John Ortberg, and it's called If You Want to Walk on Water, You Have to Get Out of the Boat. And this book was a game changer for me. It basically took this passage and was a real, real good inspirational read for me. And so I recommend that book for any of our listeners that are struggling. Maybe you have a big decision coming up, something that you can't really see the other side, what the result is going to be. But what I found, it was actually Martin Luther King who had the saying, sometimes you can't see the whole staircase, but you just have to take the first step. And so what I found in my life is that if I've prayed through something and I get the clarity, the yes answer, or in this case, as Peter got the come on, just step out. And when you have faith plus action, there's something really good that's about to happen in your life. And in this case, in Peter's life, he got to experience the supernatural. As far as I know, the only other one besides Jesus who was able to walk on the water. Now, I guess you had crossing the Red Sea, but that wasn't walking on the water. But pretty amazing. Let's go to another passage. Is there one in your that speaks to you on a Jesus encounter in the Bible? Is there anything that pops up in your mind when you think about that?
You know, there's so many, and they all have so much. But, you know, the things that resonate with me are the number one, the people that Jesus goes to. So, you know, he doesn't seek out the kings and the princes mm-hmm. and the high, you know, the highest of the high in society. You know, he seeks out the lowest of the low. So I think of Jesus' encounters, the woman at the well and, mm-hmm. you know, the adulteress who was getting stoned. And, you know, that one is one of the most significant ones to me in terms of, you know, the way Jesus approached that whole thing. So it's, you know, all of the people that were, you know, condemning this woman for committing adultery, and they're going to stone her to death, which was punishment back in that time for such an act. And Jesus walks up, picks up a stone and says, "Let him who is without sin cast the first stone." Mm-hmm. So I think each of us all day, every day, you know, I mean, we're all sinners, right? I mean, and that brings us to why we need Jesus and why, you know, God sent his only son to do what he did for us. Because, you know, those chains, when you believe in Christ, when you give your life over to Jesus, you know, those chains are broken. We yes. are no longer bound by that sin. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't mean we're going to be perfect, and it doesn't mean we're not going to make mistakes. But what it means is that, you know, we're not bound by those mistakes. We're not bound by that anymore. Those things have been taken care of. They've mm-hmm. been washed away, washed clean. And, you know, it's there's so much in that encounter with that group. And it was the religious leaders that he was rebuking.
Yes.
And, you know, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. Mm-hmm. And everybody dropped their stones and went home. It's
unbelievable.
Just amazing.
Unbelievable encounter. You know, another place that I like to go, and maybe we'll pick this up on another show, but Mark chapter 5, there's three encounters in Mark chapter 5. You have first the demoniac, who is a man who is demon-possessed, and when Jesus asks him his name, they reply, "Legion," because there were so many demons in this man. And so Jesus ends up in that encounter casting all of the demons into pigs, and the pigs end up running into the water.
And even the demons asked, "Please don't send us from where we came. Send us into these swine."
And what I love about that encounter is in Mark chapter 5, the demoniac, after he's been delivered from this legion of demons, he then comes to Jesus, who's getting in the boat, and he's getting ready to leave. And the demoniac comes to him and he says, "Can I go with you? Let me go with you. Please let me go with you." And so here's the man who was demon possessed, and he was cutting himself, and he was howling, and he was in chains, and the chains couldn't hold him. And so now he wants to be a follower of Jesus. And Jesus says to him, "No, you can't come with me. But what I want you to do is go back to where you're from and tell everybody about the goodness of the Lord, or the mercy of the Lord." And I just love that story. And that's that was part of what became the purpose for this show, was to really, you know, you and I have shared, you and I have experienced the goodness of the Lord. And so we love to kind of get on the radio, encourage other people to dig deeper into their faith, draw closer to the Lord. And it was really this Mark chapter 5. There's so much more in that chapter I'd like to talk about, but man, that's powerful.
Well, that's huge. So what's the modern day equivalent? What does that look like today? Okay, so, you know, a lot of people, you know, demons, you know, what's that all about? So, you know, that's the drug addict. That's the alcoholic. That's the gambler. That's, you know, the compulsive eater. You know, that's somebody who's bound by their past. Man, I made this mistake. I bankrupted my company. How do I get rid of that? That's what that's all about. Mm. Christ cast those demons out of us. We no longer are bound.
Greg Dickerson, thank you so much for joining us. Folks, thanks for joining us today on Everyday Faith Radio. Hope you have an awesome Sunday. See you next week.